Welcome to Synergy Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, James Baldwin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pokey Reese. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Michael Tucker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aaron Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Taubensee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Parris. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Steve Parris. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bichette, who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops it up and throws to first, with Parris covering, for the out. Durham scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pokey Reese, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Reese takes first base on ball four. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Griffey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Singleton hits a line drive towards first. Casey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Michael Tucker, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. James Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taubensy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Parris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parris hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Reese strikes out. There goes Parris. The throw from Johnson to second, and Parris is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baldwin fires to first and picks off Larkin. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Griffey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. one out. James Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baldwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Baldwin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tabensi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Michael Tucker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Casey is 0 for 1 in the game. Casey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Taubensi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taubensi is 0 for 1 in the game. Taubensi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Paris, and towards Reese, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. D.T. Cromer pinch hits for Steve Parris. D.T. Cromer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cromer is called out on strikes. One out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Griffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Griffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larkin moves to third. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 2 in the game. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Sullivan now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0-for-2 in the game. Norton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. James Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Baldwin strikes out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larkin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Casey is 0-for-2 in the game. Casey hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Dimitri Young pinch hits for Ed Taubensi. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Young reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. Boone moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Benito Santiago pinch hits for Scott Sullivan. Bob Horry now pitching. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Santiago hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone scores. Young moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benito Santiago now catching. Elmer Dessens now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops it up and throws to first, with Dessens covering, for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reese catches it and throws to first to double up Thomas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Greg Norton now playing first base. Tony Graffanino now playing third base. Keith Folk now pitching. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Griffey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Griffey strikes out. 2 outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bichette is 0-for-3 in the game. Bichette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael Tucker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Norton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Norton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Denys Ray is now pitching. Paul Konerko pinch hits for Mark Johnson. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. Norton moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Danny Graves now pitching. Chris Stein's now playing left field. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino hits a line drive towards short. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Brooke Fordyce now catching. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casey is 0 for 3 in the game. Casey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boone strikes out. One out. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Steins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santiago is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Santiago hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Synergy Field in Cincinnati.